everybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. And I've seen the promised land.
Just days before the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, and close on the heels of white supremacist mobs storming the Capitol, this year's King Day feels especially resonant after a year that had seen the most widespread protests over racial injustice since Dr. King led the civil rights movement of the 1960s. Today's caravan was organized by the Anti-Police Terror Project, or APTP. It's an organization that says its aim is to interrupt and eradicate state violence towards communities of color. Kat Brooks is the co-founder of that organization.
It's very important to not take the events of the summer and put them in isolation. They were a series of protests that happened on a continuum. So all of the work that we've been doing to build up alternative models, to talk about police not being the answer to every single social ill, we've been able to, in this particular moment, really build on what would have been King's dream, to talk about things like defunding militarized police departments and investing those dollars into social supports, resources, and programs for our most marginalized communities.
The emphasis for this year's procession was on continued efforts to defund the Oakland Police Department. APTP's demands include reducing OPD's budget by 50% and reinvesting those dollars into community housing, restorative justice programs, and other services activists say would do a better job keeping neighborhoods safe. They also aim to end unauthorized overtime in the police department. Dominique Walker is a Bay Area racial justice activist. She said APTP and other civil rights organizations have made great progress in recent years toward achieving their goals. However, she said there's a lot more work to be done, as evidenced by how differently police treated the white mob who stormed the Capitol on January 6th, compared to how they treated people at Black Lives Matter protests in recent months.
I'm fighting against all oppression of Black, Brown, and Indigenous people, but in particular today, the police need to be defunded. We saw on full display right-wing folks run up in the Capitol. They didn't receive the same police terror as peaceful protests. So we see that there's no need for police, and we keep ourselves safe, as APTP says. We have that ability, and we need to take those resources from the terrorist organization at the hands of the state and put it back in the hands of the people so we can keep ourselves safe.
In September, the Oakland City Council launched the Reimagining Public Safety Task Force. The task force was charged with finding alternative ways to keep communities safe instead of calling the police. The group suggested investments in programs that address the root cause of violence and crime. One of their goals is the 50% reduction in OPD's budget demanded by APTP. Activists say it's their duty to ensure that the city council and this new task force follow through on this mandate. One of the activists driving in the caravan was Bobby X. Johnson. He's the uncle of Oscar Grant, who was killed by police at the Fruitvale BART station in 2009. Johnson said he and the family of Oscar Grant are still fighting to get justice for his death more than a decade later.
We're definitely out here for the Martin Luther King Legacy Weekend that has been going on for the last 7 years, but also for my nephew Oscar Grant to stop all state violence. Mm-hmm. As you know, our case has been reopened, and we're here supporting the caravan and making sure that everyone that's a part of this caravan signed a petition, which is at www.justiceforoscargrant.com. We need to put pressure on Nancy O'Malley to charge Tony Peroni for the murder of Oscar Grant.
The BART officer who shot Oscar Grant, Johannes Messerly, was eventually convicted of involuntary manslaughter. However, Grant's family maintains that BART officer Anthony Peroni contributed to the events that led to Grant's death. He was fired from the BART police force, but has not been criminally charged. Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley recently announced that her office is not pursuing criminal charges against Peroni. Civil rights advocates said they wanted to use the occasion of MLK Day to reflect on people like Oscar Grant and other Black Americans who have been shot and killed by police, and to keep fighting for justice. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.